Okay. Last time we started talking about the nature of the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim. Whether kibud av v'aim is a mitzvah bein adam l'makom or bein adam l'chaverim. We mentioned that there seems to be a machlokes rishonim about this. The Ramban in Parshas Yisro seems to say that kibud av v'aim is a mitzvah bein adam l'makom, as opposed to the chinuch, who seems to feel that it's a shibud bein adam l'chaverim, that it's a chiyuv to be makir tov to the parents, to appreciate what the parents have done, that they brought the child into the world and they've expended a lot of energy to raise the child. And we started discussing what might nafkamina be between these two approaches. So we said at first glance the simple nafkamina should be mechila. If it's bein adam l'chavero, then it's no different than any other piron hachov. If the person is mochel, so then the chov doesn't exist. He's a bailim over that chov, so he can be mochel. But if it's a mitzvah in adam l'makom, so then the parent has no ability to be mochel on that chiv. It's like tefillin, sukkah. The parent can't tell the child, I'm mochel in the mitzvah of sukkah. The problem is that the Gemara says beferish that a parent can be mochel, their child, that the child shouldn't have to be mechabed them. Ha'av shemochel ha'kvod, ha'kvod ha'mochel. So how do we explain that if you assume kibud av v'aim is bein adam l'makom? So he said, perhaps the answer is what the Sefer Hasidim says, that Ritzono Shel Adam Zehu Kvodo, that it's not that the parent is a bailam over the kibud, over the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim, but rather that the parent can be kovel. What is called kavod? So if the parent says that you don't have to do something for me, then that's not called kavod. Or better yet, if a child is not mechabed the parent in that way, that is a kim of the mitzvah of kibud av. Right? It's not that the parent is okay the mitzvah of kibud av, but rather it's a kiyum of kibud av if the child acts the way the parent wants him to act. Right? So even if it's a mitzvah bein adam l'makom, and the parent is not a bailam of the mitzvah, one can say that mechila still works because Ritzono Shel Adam Zehu Kvodo, and if the parent says it's not necessary, so then it's considered as though the child was mekayim, was mechabed the parent by doing what the parent wants. And we mentioned that actually it's a nafkamina. How to look at mechila, there could be a nafkamina l'maisa, and that is, let's say a parent is mochel the child that he doesn't have to be mechabed them, but the child does it anyway. Is that called a mitzvah? Is it not called a mitzvah? We talked about that. It's complicated in the sugya. Right? We mentioned that the Tosfos Rosh Hashanah Metzia Daf Lamed Beis says that there is a mitzvah of kibud. A person is potter from an onesh if he's not mechabed the parent after mechila, but if he wants to be mechabed the parent, then there is a kiyum mitzvah, as opposed to the Rashba and a tshuva. The Rashba says there's no bracha on kibud av v'aim, because the parent can be oker the mitzvah, and any mitzvah that someone can be oker, we treat it as though it's nekar v'omek, that it's oker even now. So if there is no mitzvah now, that's of course why you're not going to make a bracha. Any mitzvah that could be nekar, you're not going to make a bracha. It sounds from the Rashba that through mechila, the parent is actually oker the mitzvah. So if the child is going to be mechabed the parent, even after mechila, he's not going to get a kiyum mitzvah. Hey, all this we discussed last time. This suffix, whether kibud av v'aim is a mitzvah bein adam l'makom or a mitzvah bein adam l'chavero, is a suffix in the Minchas Chinuch. It's known as a suffix of the Minchas Chinuch. In Mitzvah Lama Gimel, where the Chinuch has his yisod, that kibud av v'aim is a hakaras hatov to the parent, the Minchas Chinuch raises this question. He says, we don't find mitzvahs bein adam l'chavero that are not shove b'chol adam. It's strange. If kibud av v'aim is bein adam l'chavero, so why does it only apply to parents? So then he says, no, maybe the pshat is that there is an inyan to be mechabed everyone, meaning you're not supposed to be mitzayer anyone else. Onoaz devarim. You can't be mitzayer anyone, kol echad mi Yisrael. But for a parent, you have a special halacha. Aside from not being mitzayer, then you also have the extra halacha of kibud. Right? But it could be bein adam l'chavero. It's just by parents, you have an extra element to be mechabedim. Or we should say, it's not bein adam l'chaver b'chlam, maybe it's bein adam l'makom. That's a suffix in the Minchas Chinuch. It's known as his suffix. Zok the Minchas Chinuch, what's the nafkemina, whether it's bein adam l'chaver or bein adam l'makom? He says, you know what, it's a nafkemina l'inyan tshuva. We know the Mishnah at the end of Yuma has dalet chiluke kapara. And depending on what kind of aver a person did, that determines what kind of process he has to undergo in order to get tshuva. L'mashal, if a person is mevatel mitzvah, say, so the Mishnah says that as long as he has a hira tshuva, lo zaz mishamat shemochal in lo. So mevatel mitzvah, say, and he has a hira tshuva, so then there's a kapar. If he's mevatel mitzvah, lo zaz, say, so then hira tshuva is not enough. Yom Kippur is necessary. Yom Kippur comes, and it can be mechaper. It can be mechaper with tshuva, without tshuva, machlokas Tanoi. But Yom Kippur is necessary if he violates a lo saseh. Becomes the Mishnah in Yuma, right? The Mishnah on Daf Pehei Amid Beis, and says that Avera Shebein Adam L'Chavero Ein Yom Kippur M'Chaper Ad Shiratz Es Chavero. We know this, that Avera Shebein Adam L'Chavero, between man and fellow man, if he's not Miratz Es friend, if he doesn't ask Mechila from the friend, Yom Kippur is not going to be M'Chaper. It's a mitzvah lo saseh. Yom Kippur really should be Mechaper, but if it's an Avera Shebein Adam L'Chavero, you need Ritzui Chavero as well. So Zokim Mechasin, that's the nafkamin over here. If Kibbut Ava'ein is Bein Adam L'Chavero, so then if a person is Mevabel Kibbut Ava'ein, Yom Kippur is not going to be Mechaper. He has to be Miratz's friend. Even though it's not a lav, even, right? It's just a mitzvah say, but if it's Bein Adam L'Chavero, then you have to appease the friend, you have to appease the parent, if you want Mechaper them appropriately, in order for Yom Kippur to be Mechaper. Or in order for the Hirur Tshuva to be Mechaper. But if you hold Kibbut Ava'ein is Bein Adam L'Makom, so then you would not have to be Miratz of the friend, you'd not have to be Miratz of the parent. As long as you have a Hira Tshuva, a person was Mevatel, the mitzvah of Kibbut Ava'ein, he wasn't Mechavid his father, he didn't give him his coffee or something, right? So he violated the mitzvah say, as long as he has a Hira Tshuva, if it's Bein Adam Lamakam, then that should be sufficient to have Tshuva. That's the nafkamina that the Minchas Chinuch wants to suggest in this Shaila. Another nafkamina lemaisa that's mentioned by the Achronim is, what's the din? Are you mechuyav to mechabit parents after they pass away? Is there any difference between kibbut ava'im mechayim and kibbut ava'im la'achamisa? So be'emes, the Gemara says that kibbut ava'im applies even la'achamisa. That's the Gemara later on. Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, Tana Rabbanan, Mechabdo b'chayev and mechabdo b'mosa. You have to be mechabed the parent both b'chayev and b'mosa. B'chayev keitza, what's kibbut ava'ein b'chayev? So obviously it means what the Braisa later says, that machil or mashke, malbish, machase, machnas, emotzi, yeah, it involves all of those things. But it involves something else as well. The Gemara wants to set up a contrast between mechayev as opposed to lachamisa. So it says, b'chayev keitza, hanishma b'dvar aviv lamakom, lo yom ha-shalchuni b'shvil atzmi, maharuni b'shvil atzmi, patruni b'shvil atzmi. If a person's father is treated with respect in a certain makom, and they'll be mechabed the father, they'll appreciate the father, so then the child shouldn't say, send me for my own sake, hurry something for me for my sake, or exempt me from something for my sake. El kulu b'shvil abba. Say that it should be lechvod my father, because that's a way of being mechabed the father, that the townspeople, the people in the area, will be able to be mechabed the father. They'll do what the child wants as a kavod for the father. B'moso keitza, how do you have kibbut ava'im even b'moso? So it says the Gemara, ha'yomer v'ashua mipiv, lo yomer kach amar abba, he's saying something over from his father la'achar moso, so don't just say, my father said this. Kach amar abba mori hareni kaparas mishkovo. You should add a little bit more as a kovod for the father, say a little bit more. Also, add a little bit more. Don't just say my father said something, but add a little bit more as a shevach to the father, as a brocha for the father, as a kovod for the father. So it's clear from the Braisa that one has to be mechabed a parent, bein b'chayim, bein la'achamosa. Comes the Maram Shik in his Tshuvas Yerodeah, and he says, you see from this that kibbut ava'ein must be bein adam lamakom, because there's no shibud bein adam lachavero achamisa. Right? There's no shibud bein adam lachavero laachamisa. Once a person passes away, you're not mechuyev to do something for that individual. Right? If Reuven lends money to Shimon, and Reuven doesn't have Yarshim, and then Reuven passes away, so then Shimon can't pay back Reuven. That's it. The chov is paka. There's nothing to do with it. Right? So if he's a ger, she'en lo yorshim, and there's a gezel, so there's a special halach that you have to give it to the shevet kahuna. In Parshas Noso, the Torah says there's a special idea, gezel hager, that if you steal from a ger, and the ger passes away, and he doesn't have any yorshim, then you give it to the shevet kahuna. But by regular Jew, there is no such halacha. There's no din that you give it to the shevet kahuna. It's just, it's batal. It's batal. You can't be makai in the mitzvah anymore. It's a shibud bein adam lachavero. If the friend passes away, so then it's poka. So Dr. Maram Shik, if you hold kibbut ava'im is bein adam lachavero, so then how can it be a din that you're mechabdo la'achamosa? There's no shibud bein adam lachavero la'achamosa. So Eli, you see, kibbut ava'im must be bein adam la'makom. And that mitzvah applies even la'achamosa. That's what the Maharam Shik wants to suggest. Rabbi Shachter, in the footnotes to his Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, in Simen Chavav HaOra 4, so he points out that you can krig on the Maharam Shik in one of two ways. You can disagree for one of two reasons. He says that Tferes Yisrael and Kedushin in Os Nun Dalid, he writes, maybe it's not such a raya that Kibud Av V'Em is Bein Adam LaMakom, because maybe the Chiyuv to be Mechabel Lachamisa is only the Rabbanan. Maybe the Mitzvah Deraisa Taka is Pokal Lachamisa. It's really Bein Adam Lachadero, and it's Pokal Lachamisa, but Chazal L'Mechayev Yim. So if it's a Din Rabbanan, so there's no raya to the nature of the Mitzvah. That's one possibility. But the second possibility Rabbi Shechter wants to suggest is maybe Kibud Av V'Em really is composed of both elements. Maybe it's both Bein Adam Lachadero and Bein Adam LaMakom. And that's why it can apply Lachamisa. The Maharam Shik wants to say that Kibud Av V'Em is only Bein Adam LaMakom. If it applies Lachamisa, it must not be Bein Adam Lachavero. So comes the Rosh Hashanah and says, no, maybe it's Bein Adam Lachavero, but Lachamisa, that Chelek Bein Adam Lachavero, doesn't apply. The Chelek Bein Adam LaMakom applies Lachamisa. There's no Shiba Bein Adam Lachavero Lachamisa, so the Chelek Bein Adam Lachavero of Kibud Av V'Em doesn't apply Lachamisa, but the Chelek Bein Adam LaMakom will apply Lachamisa. So you're not Meshubah, you're not Mechuyiv to say that Kibud Av V'Em is only Bein Adam LaMakom. You can say it's Bein Adam LaChavero as well, but that Chelek doesn't apply Lachamisa. But the Chelek Bein Adam LaMakom will apply Lachamisa. This Yisod, that Kibud Av V'Em really could be both. It could be Tzvei Dinim, it could be both Bein Adam LaMakom and Bein Adam LaChavero. So that can explain an interesting discussion in the poskim. We mentioned that the Gemara Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph says, what happens if both parents want the child to be mechavidim? Abba Omer Hashkeni Mayim, V'Ima Omer Hashkeni Mayim. What's the din? The Gemara says, Rebbe Lezer told the person who asked the Shaila, Hanach Kvod Imcha V'Asek Kvod Avicha, Sh'ata V'Imcha Chayav V'Mechvod Avicha. Kibud Av is Adif Mekibud Aim, since both the mother and the child are Mechuyiv in Kibud Av, so therefore, leave the Kibud Aim and do the Kibud Av. Give the Mayim to your father, not to the mother. So comes the Pesach Shuv in Yeridaya, quotes the Node of Yehuda. Pesach Shuv is in Simin Reish Mem, Sivkot in Yud Aleph. Quotes the Node of Yehuda, who says that the Hemshech of the Gemara is Nisgar Sheshneim Shavim. That once the parents are divorced, then Shneim Shavim, the mother is no longer Mechuyiv in Kibud Av, so therefore, Shneim Shavim, there's nothing you can do. Right? It's a strange discussion over there, what exactly should you do? So the Amora said, Hata lehem mayim b'seifel v'kaka lehem ketana golem. Put the mayim in the seifel and then crow to them like a rooster. Basically saying, I don't know whom to serve. You know, you're both equal to me. What am I going to do? I can't. If everything is equal, so then you don't know which one. So Shevi al Tasa Adiv, you don't know which one to serve. That's what the Gemara says. So comes the Nod Yehuda, and says that's true if Nisgarsha, but if Nisalmana, then the Chi of Kibud still exists. Nisgarsha, so then the mother doesn't have to be mechabe the father because she's not married to the father anymore. This almana, even though she's not married to the father, but she's still mitzuva in the covenant of the father. But says the Node of Yehuda that if this almana, what do we do? What do we do? This almana. Let's say, for example, the father passes away. The father wants the child to say kaddish for him, and the mother is still living. And the mother doesn't want the child to say kaddish for the father. There was a fight between the mother and the father. She doesn't want the child to say kaddish for the father. What's the din? Comes the Node of Yehuda, and he says, he thinks you listen to the mother. What I said over was the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef disagrees, and he says that the covet of the father still exists la'achamisa, so actually you should listen to the father, not to the mother. Nodav Yehuda says fakir. Nodav Yehuda says that kavod achai is always other from kavod ames. So we listen to the mother. Listen to the mother. Listen to the mother. And not to the father. Because kavod achai is other from kavod ames. Now why should that be true? If the Gemara says mechabda b'chayim and mechabda lachem also, it sounds like the mitzvah kibud av v'em applies equally ben b'chayim ben lachem isa. So the chayi should have a chiyuv to be mechabed both the mother and the father, la'achamisa. So why should I say that the covet of the mother is adif? You want to tell me that the covet of the father is not adif? Right? We said before, Hanach Kvod, Imcha Va'asok B'chvod Avicha, Sha'ata V'imcha Chayav B'chvod Avicha. Okay, so maybe that doesn't apply to Achamisa because the mother is not is no longer Mitzuva in the covet of the husband. But they're certainly Shkulim, they're certainly equal. Right? So why should you listen to the father? Right? Or why should you say that the covet of the chai is going to be adif? L'chara, it's equal. Everything should be equal. Right? No, the Yehuda says covet of chai is adif mi covet mei. So therefore, whoever is living, if the father is the one alive and she says not, and he says not to say kaddish, don't say kaddish. If the mother is alive and she says not to say kaddish, don't say kaddish. Always listen to the chai. Why should you always listen to the chai? If mechabdu b'chayim and mechabdu l'acham also, so then l'chora is a chiyav l'acham isa too. So at least it should be shkulim. So you shouldn't know what to do. But why should you say the kavod achai is adif? Based on Rabbi Shechter's var, maybe the answer is like this: that the mitzvah kibud av v'aim for l'chai is both bein adam l'makom and bein adam l'chaver. But the mitzvah kibud av v'aim l'acham isa is only bein adam l'makom. It's not bein adam l'chaver because there's no shibud bein adam l'chaver l'acham isa. So that's the Nodbi Yehuda's Yisod, that Kavod Achai is Adif Mi Kavod Meis, because there are two components to the Kibud Av V'Aim of the Chai. There's only one component to the Kibud Av V'Aim of the Meis. So that's why there's Mamash Achiyav, there's a Din Kedima to listen to the Chai, to listen to the Kavod Achai, not to listen to the Kavod HaMeis. Okay, so based on this Yisod, perhaps we can explain what the Nodbi Yehuda wants to say, that Kavod Achai is Adif Mi Kavod HaMeis. This Yisod, that Kibud Av V'Aim perhaps has two different elements to it, can explain another very interesting discussion. That is there Kibud Av V'Aim for Aviv Rasha, for a parent that's a Rasha? Okay, we discussed so far Mechila, right? Is there still a mitzvah after Mechila? We discussed the idea of Tshuva, you have to be Meratza, the parent, in order to get a Kapara. We talked about L'Achar Misa, right, what kind of mitzvah of kibbutz applies to l'acha misa? Maybe it's only half the mitzvah, not both elements. And now finally we have to talk about Aviv Rasha, a parent who's a Rasha. What's the din? Is there a mitzvah to be mechabed a parent who's a Rasha? So the Rambam has a very famous halacha. The Rambam, in Hilchos Mamrim, in Perek Vav Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam says, Hamam zechaya bechvod aviv umoro'o. Avo bishu potter amakosu vekiloso ad shiasa tshuva. Rambam says that a mamzer is the product of someone who did naveir. Right? He was bol chai v'krisus, let's say. Right? His father is a balaveira, and nevertheless the Rambam says that he has to be mechavid him, that the son has to be mechavid the father. So it's clear, right? Afilu haya aviv rasha u'balavera, zok the Rambam mechabdo u'misyari mimenu. You have to be mechabed him, you have to have more, you have to have kavod for him. Tremendous chiddush, right? The Rambam says that you're mechuyav kibud av v'aim even for aviv rasha, even for parents who are rasha. The Tur in Yeridei and Siman Reish Mem disagrees. The Tur says that for parents who are rasha, there's no chiyav of kibud of mor. Here's the Tur. Tour in packet 6. In Simen Reisham Sif Yudches, Kosav HaRambam Mamzer Chai Bechod Aviv Umoro'o Avo Bishu Potter Amakosav Etelos Vachiyat Etshuva, etc. V'nirali Kevin Shurosha Eno Chai Bechvoda. Not the Tour, I don't think it's true. Page 12. I don't think it's true. I think for Aviv Rosh, you're not chayav to be mechabed. He says, now bring a raya. He brings a raya from the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Bava Metzia, Bava Kama, it appears in different places. Gemara says that if the father left the Parag Zula, so then they have to return it because of Kibud Av. Right? He left the Dover Mesuyim, meaning he did an Aveir. He did an Isak Zela. Pashup Shadis would talk about Zela. That's how the tour quotes it. Yes, yeah, so we're talking about a parag zula. So if he leaves money, it's not a dover mesuyim, it's not an object. So then the children do not have to give it back. But if he left a parag zula, it's a dover mesuyim. So then if they use the para, everyone recognizes that was the stolen para. So it's going to be a bizarre to the father. So mitzad kibud av, they have to give it back. That's the gemara. Uparach, and the Gemara asks, V'halav osa maisa amcha, it says, V'nasi v'amcha lo sa'ar, that the iser of kilas nasi is only if he's ba'amcha. And the Gemara explains that that's ba'osa maisa amcha, if he's a, he's an upstanding person, but if he's a ba'alaver, then there's no iser to be mekabel him. So the same thing over here, the Gemara asks, if he's not osa maisa amcha, if he didn't have error, he stole, so why should I be mechuyev to be mechabin him? The Gemara says that when are the children mechuyev to be machzir, the gezel of the father, the dover mesuyim, the object of the father? That's where he did shuva. So if he did shuva, then they have to be mechabed him. Sounds like, says the Torah, if he didn't do shuva, they have no chiyuv to be mechabed him. So what's the Rambam talking about? Ama kozman shlo osa shuva, ein chayavim bechvodo. Sounds like only if he does shuva, then the mechuyev to be mechabed him. If he does tshuva, so then they have to do hashavas gezel in order to be mechaber the father, because it's going to be a bizayon. People see the davar mesuyim, they see the object in the hands of the children. They say, "Oh, that's the object that the father stole." So they have to return it in order to be mechaber the parents. It's daf pilei plaim against the Rambam. The Gemara seems to say almost beferish that there's a chiyuv to be mechaber the father. There's no chiyuv to be mechaber the father if he's a rosh. If he's also tshuva, then there's a chiyuv to be mechaber. But if he's lo also tshuva, there's no chiyuv to be mechaber. So what's the Rambam talking about? The Rambam just says stam that a mamzer is chayav bechvod aviv. Sounds like even if the father didn't do tshuva, he didn't have error, his baal chavik krisis, he was molin a mamzer, he didn't do tshuva. Nevertheless, the child is mechuyev to be mechaber the father. How can that be? That's the tuas kash against the Rambam. So there are different answers that you can give to be miyashiv the Rambam. The Beis Yosef over there says that the answer to the Rambam is that there's a problem with the girsa of the Torah and the Gemara. If you really know what the Gemara says, then the whole kasha never even began. The Torah's girsa in the Gemara was that we're talking about gzeila. Who comes to the Beis Yosef and says, we're not talking about gzeila, we're talking about ribis, havzaras ribis. Havzaras ribis and havzaras gezel are not the same. Because by ribis, there's a special girsa kasuv that only the father is mechuyev to return the ribis, but not the child. The child who's yorish from the father. The pasuk says, "Al tikach meito neshach v'sarbis ledide azer achmana libre lo azer." The child is not mechuyev to return the ribis. Only the father is mechuyev to return the ribis. So comes the Rambam and says, the case in the Gemara comes the Beis Yosef and says for the Rambam, the case in the Gemara is not talking about gzeila, talking about ribis, that the father took ribis. So if he took ribis, since the child doesn't have the chiyuv to return the ribis, so then it turns out when the father passes away, even if he doesn't do tshuva, the father passes away, then he's morish the money to the children. And we know kibud avaim is mishel av, it's not mishel ben. The child doesn't have to spend money to be mechabed his parents. He has to be misbatel from doing work. He has to take off from his job. Right? He has to be willing to lose a revach, but he doesn't have to be mafsid mamun. If he owns money, he doesn't have to give up his money to be mechaber his father. So when it comes to ribis, since there's no chiyuv on the child to return the ribis, if the father passed away without doing shuva, then the child doesn't have to return anything. He shouldn't have to return anything, right? Because there's no chiyuv on the child to return ribis. So as long as the father didn't do tshuva, he doesn't want to be morish. If he didn't do tshuva, then he wants to be morish to his children. If he wants to be morish to the children get it, and then they have no chiyuv to return the mama. To return the mama. So if he doesn't do tshuva, they have no chiyuv because it's their mama, and kibun av is only mishel av. So comes the Gemara and says, but if he did tshuva, what's the din? If he did tshuva, then he wants to return it. If he wants to return, that means he did tshuva before he passed away. So if he does tshuva, then he was never morish the money to the children at all. So they don't own it. They don't own the money. That's why they have to return it. If he did tshuva before he dies, so then there's a chiyuv to be ma'achzer the ribis, because it doesn't belong to the children. It's not just kibud av. So they don't have to return it mitzad kibud av. They have to return it because it's not their money. It never became their money. So if he does tshuva, then they have to return the money. But if he doesn't do tshuva, it turns out that he was morish the money to the children. So since kibud av va'em is not mishel ben, then of course they don't have to return the money. If he did tshuva mechayim, then they have to return it even by ribis. If he was meis below tshuva, and we're talking about gezel, not ribis, gezel, where there's a chiyuv even on the child to return the money, then they'd have to return the money as well, even la'achar misa. The case of the Gemara is talking about ribbis. It's talking about a situation where he didn't do tshuva. If he didn't do tshuva, then the child was yoresh the money from the parents. And once the child was yoresh the money, then there's no chiyuv on the child to pay his own money to be mechaber his father. Yes.
The as able to dictate whether or not he's yoresh in the chassal of his case. You know, if he does tshuva, then you can just say they're not yoresh.
If he does tshuva, so then we assume that if he does tshuva, then mistama he wants to return the money.
So then, like, who does it belong to now? Like, he doesn't have any chassal. He's not allowed.
So if he has das to return it, then he's not going to be Morish. If he doesn't have das to return it,
he can choose whether or not he wants to be Morish, then not just yours from male.
I think the point is that if the father does tshuva, that demonstrates that he wants to return the object. So then the children are not going to be able to be Yorish from Eilim, right? If he wants to return it, so then it shouldn't go to the children. If he doesn't want to return it, so then it can go to the children. And once it goes to the children, then it's their money and they don't have any chiyuv to give it back to anyone. Yeah.
According to the Torah, what was the kibbutz that the kid would be doing? Is that people would see the object and be like, oh, this is the object.
So if the father does tshuva, the father does tshuva before he passes away, so now the child was not yorish the money, so he didn't kibbutz av, they should return the money. They should return the money to the person.
And the kibbutz that people won't see the object and they'll know that he stole it.
Right, and they'll speak in a disgraceful way about the father.
So according to the Beis Yosef's Girsa in our Gemara, so wouldn't it not apply to Ribbis because they wouldn't see the money and be like, oh, that's the money that he took for Ribbis, it could just be any money?
We're not talking about money, we're talking about an object.
No, I'm saying...
I'm talking about that he took an object for Ribbis.
Right, but are we taking an object for Ribbis?
Object for Ribbis, right, he paid up the Ribbis with an object, exactly. That's the Beis Yosef's answer for the Ramah, that really there's a chilah between Zeil and Ribbis. The chilik is not between la'achar misa and b'chayev. Right? The chilik is between ribis and gzela. That if you're talking about gezel, where there's a chiyuv hachzara even for the children, so then avada midin kibarav, they'd have to be machzer bein mechayim bein la'achar misa. The point is, by ribis, since there's no chiyuv hachzara on the part of the child, so if the father didn't do tshuva, it turns out the child is yoresh the father. It's now his mamon. So if it's his mamon, then he doesn't have a chiyuv kibbutz av to return, because kibbutz av is not Michel Ben. That's the issue. The question is, were they yoresh the money or not? By ribis, they were yoresh the money, because the child doesn't have a chiyuv to return the ribis. So once he's yoresh the money, then there's no mitzvah kibbutz av to return, because kibbutz av is not Michel Ben. The Radvaz on the Rambam gives a different answer. He suggests that maybe the chilek is taka mechaim as opposed to la'achar misa. He has a very creative understanding of this concept. Radvaz wants to suggest that maybe the Rambam means to say that as long as the father is still alive, even if he's a rasha, there's a chiyuv to mechaber him. As long as the father is still alive, there's a chiyuv to mechaber him, even if he's a rasha. Why? Because he might do tshuva. He might do tshuva lifnei misasa. And if he does tshuva, the mafred will turn out that if you're not machabed him, you didn't aver. Strange zach, right? That even though b'shas the aver at the time that you weren't machabed him, he was a rasha, comes the Radvaz and says, maybe if he does tshuva kodem misasa, the mafred will turn out that he was a tzaddik, right? L'mafreid will turn out that it wipes away whatever avera he did, and then you will. It'll turn out l'mafreid that you were not mechaber your father, who was not a Russian. It's a very interesting idea. L'mafreid, he turned into a tzaddik. It's a question. The whole discussion in the Gemara, if it's tshuva me'ava me'ira, right? Do we say zdonos anasas lo kezochios or on the kishkogos? The truth is, even if it's kishkagos, right? Even if it's kishkagos, so then he's not considered a rush anymore. The mafreya, he's not considered a rush. Even if zdonas and nasas lo kishkagos, so it was only a shogeg is not a rush. It's a certain level of rishis. If you have to bring a carbon, obviously it's a maisavera, but it's not the same type of maisavera. Maybe a person is mechuyev to be mechabed his father if he did an aver b'shogeg. I mean, can you imagine if a father did an aver b'shogeg, there's no chiyuv to be mechabed him? So, you know, we just do away with the whole mitzvah at this point. I mean, most people do averes b'shogeg, unfortunately. So we do tshuva for that. But yeah, so that's the Radvaz's yesod. that if the father is still alive, then you have to be mechabed him. Why? Because of a chashash. Right? Really, you shouldn't have to be mechabed aviv Russia. The Rambam doesn't mean to say that you have to be mechabed aviv Russia. The Torah's raya is a good raya. That there's no chiyuv of kibud av for aviv Russia. The problem is that if the father is still alive, then there's a chashash that maybe he'll do tshuva before he dies. We hope he'll do tshuva before he dies. L'mafreya, then it'll turn out that you are mechabed your father, and the father is not a Rasha l'mafreya. So that's why, as long as he's bachayim, then you have to mechabed him even if he's a Rasha. L'achar misa, he can no longer do tshuva, so then there's no chiyuv of kibud av l'achar misa. There's no chiyuv of kibud aviv Rasha l'achar misa, because he doesn't have the potential to do tshuva anymore. No.
So the status of someone who's a Rasha is that they do Zdorah?
The status is that even if they do an Aver B'mezid, the Aver is wiped away to some extent after they do Tshuva. What happens to it? So it's a question. Does it turn into Zachios? Pashup Shad is it doesn't turn into Mitzvahs. The Gemara in Yuma talks about certain circumstances where maybe an Aver can even turn into a Mitzvah. But the Pashup Shad is it becomes a Shogeg. That we treat it like a Shogeg. It's not punishable. If someone doesn't have Aver B'Shogeg, he's not going to be punished, and that's the whole point. The onesh is wiped away. So he's not a Rasha. He's not a Rasha Gomer anymore. So if there's a chashash that the parent is going to do tshuva before his death, so then a person should have to be mechabed him, because if not, l'mafreya, it'll turn out that he was not mechabed his father, who's not a Rasha. He wasn't mechabed his father, who's still a tzaddik. Comes the Lechem Mishnah and offers a third answer, third and final answer. He says also, maybe there's a chiddush between Mechaim as opposed to La'achamisa, but he doesn't say quite what the Ravaz says. He doesn't say that the reason why Mechaim, you have to be Mechabed Aviv Rosha, is because of a chashash that he might do tshuva before Misa. That's not what the Lechem Mishnah says. He says, no, the Rambam holds that there's no kasha from the Gemara above Metzia. That's talking La'achamisa. The Rambam is talking about Mechaim. Never the twain shall meet. Person mechayim, right? If a person's parent is alive, even if they're rishayim, he has to be mechabed them. Even if he does averes b'mezid, the mamish rishayim, they're not tinoka shenishnu. Tinoka shenishbo avadi, you have to be mechabed. No question about it. Parents don't know better, and they do averes. You have to be mechabed them. But if they're rishayim, they do averes b'mezid, mamish. All right. So the Rambam would say that mechayim, you have a chiyuv to be mechabed the parent, even if he's a rasha. La'achamisa, though, the Rambam holds that you don't have to be mechabed the parent. If he's a Rasha, if he was a Rasha before he died, that's the chiluk. The Lechem Mishnah doesn't seem to say that the chiyuv of kibud av va'ei mechayim, even for parents who are rishayim, is based on this chashash, they might do tshuva, and I'm afraid it'll turn out that you are mechabed them and you really mechuyuv to them. No, it doesn't say such a complicated shmuz. The Lechem Mishnah says, Pasha, that mechayim you mechuyuv to be mechabed av Rasha, la'achem isa, you're not mechuyuv. That's what the Rambam holds. And the Torah argues. The Torah would say that you're not mechuyot to mechabed aviv Rasha, even mechayim. That's the machlokas, the Rambam and the Torah, according to the Lechem Mishnah. Min ha-kotze la-kotze. But the Torah, the machlokas basically is that you mechuyot to mechabed aviv Rasha, mechayim. L'acham Isa, both of them hold it not mechuyot to mechabed aviv Rasha. The question is, are you mechuyot to mechabed rishayim, mechayim? So what's the machlokas according to the Lechem Mishnah? So based on Rabbi Shapta's Vard, Lachar, you can explain the Machlokas, the Torah and the Rambam very simply. That the Torah understands that the mitzvah Kibud Av V'Aim is Bein Adam L'Makom. And if it's Bein Adam L'Makom, then Aviv Rasha, there's no Chiyuv to be Mechabed. It's not the Ratzon Hashem to be Mechabed Rishoyim. So there's no mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim B'Chlal, but Aviv Rasha. What does the Rambam hold? The Rambam holds that it's a combination. It's Bein Adam L'Makom and Bein Adam L'Chaveru. But the Shibud Bein Adam L'Chaveru applies only when? Mechayim, not lachamisa. So that's why the Rambam says, when do you have to be mechabed aviv Rasha? That's dafka mechayim. The chelek bein adam lamokom doesn't apply bein mechayim bein lachamisa. The chelek bein adam lachavero will only apply mechayim and not lachamisa. So that's the chelek that you mechuyot mechabed aviv Rasha mechayim for the chelek bein adam lachavero, but not lachamisa. Now that could explain the sheet of the Rambam very simply according to the Lechem Mishnah. Yes.
But if you explain that the mitzvah is Bein Adam L'Makom, like the Ramban does, who says that it's because he was Yotzer, and therefore you come to understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu was a Yotzer, then it shouldn't theoretically apply.
Right, but the reality is that if it's Bein Adam L'Makom, that means that it's Ratzon Hashem to be Mechabed this individual. Whatever the ultimate purpose is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be Mechabed this person. If a person's a Rosh, it's very difficult to say that that's the Rotzen of the Torah that you should be mechabit this person. Even though you'd say, but if he was Mishtat to be a Tzira, so, you know, you might come to be mechabit Hashem as well through that. Yeah, but to be mechabit someone who's not a good person by the Torah's standards, l'chora, the Torah would not want you to do that. The pshuta. So if kibud av ha'em is only ben adam la'makom, then l'chora, if the father's a Rosh, it doesn't make sense that the Torah would want you to be mechabit him. But if it's ben adam la'chavero as well, then it does make sense. Yeah, yimachuyim, it's like piran achov, it's a shiva to the individual. But if it's a shiva to the individual, that's only going to apply mechayim, not la'chamisa. So that's the Rambam shita. The Rambam holds it tzvei dinim. It's a brisk gevar to the Rambam. It's tzvei dinim. It's both ben adam la'makom and ben adam la'chavero. But the shiva ben adam la'chavero only applies mechayim. So that's what the Rambam says, that you're mechuyot to mechabed aviv rasha only mechayim, but not la'chamisa, because the shiva ben adam la'chavero doesn't apply la'chamisa. Okay, we'll stop here.